The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that, he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Growing up in my childhood, there was a phenomenon that happened at a fast food restaurant. And it generally happened or took place, manifested itself, I should say, and the drive-thru, because people were trying to get their hands on something very valuable. And no, I'm not talking about a Big Mac, because actually, at times, people would throw their food away, only to get this stuffed cartoon animal filled with beans as a collectible, the Beanie Babies. These were found at McDonald's, and it was something that everyone thought was going to be the next big thing. And what began as a unique enterprise, people thought, turned into a worldwide experience. And so what happened is this: at first, people were stealing these in order to get their hands on them, traveling great distances. But as time passed and their value began to decrease, people started seeing them at garage sales. If you were like me, you were playing dodgeball in your grandma's basement with them. And as they began to be a nuisance and these beans began falling out, they were being found now in the trash can. This big swing from something extremely valuable to something that's thrown away seems like something that would maybe be marked to the late 90s, but it's actually a phenomenon that we experience, unfortunately, way too often today. Because in our day-to-day efforts, the temptation is, for myself included, to search out for those same things that everyone else is looking for. To invest all of our time and energy into something that we think is of great value, but really isn't. We find ourselves comparing ourselves to others. We fight for these possessions or a lifestyle that we think that we need. We allow media, maybe our coworkers, or for those in college, allowing even professors to minimize that which is unique to us. Most notably, from what I've heard this year, our faith, to single us out so that hopefully we join the masses, or we're reduced to something that just blends in with everyone else. What we end up doing is taking what belongs to God and giving it to Caesar, giving it to the government, giving it to academia, giving it to Hollywood, social media, and the list goes on and on. And what happens is then life just becomes simply transactional. But the saint who we would celebrate today, if it wasn't Sunday, it's October 22nd, was a saint who spent most of his life trying to combat this mentality. He had spent so much of his life talking about and defending the unique dignity of man. John Paul II even fought those structures, those government structures, which reduced man to the masses or a certain class. He took this gospel passage today and took it well beyond just a financial separation of church and state, you might say, and painted a fuller picture. Why? Because as Jesus says in the gospel today, the man holding the coin, Jesus says, whose picture and inscription is on this coin? The image was of Caesar. So he says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But as John Paul II really vetted out, where in the rest of the picture, what else was taking place in that scene? But God was saying, the one who was holding the coin bore the image of his creator. Made in the image and likeness of man, John Paul II said that the human being is single, unique, and unrepeatable. Someone thought of and chose from eternity. Someone called and identified by name. And unlike the cancel culture, which many of us have experienced or have at least seen in the past, which dismisses us when we make a mistake or disregards us when we're not needed, our whole life, our very existence itself, belongs to the ever-loving God who has loved us, has chosen us, and called us by name. Because what the prophet Isaiah said in our first reading wasn't something just for Cyrus, but it's true for each and every one of us. Because he says, we are chosen by him and called by name, whether we know him or not. And so I want to take the opportunity, as St. Paul said to those converts of Thessalonica, to speak the same words then to you, not in a generic sense, but in a singular, unique sense. I give thanks to God always for each of you, for every one of you, because you are loved by God and chosen by him. Not just chosen and abandoned, as the world may want you to believe, but chosen by him, and imparting his love for you, he desires for you to share in the power and working of the Holy Spirit, as Paul continues. That outpouring of his love, which comes to us and allows us to live with the dignity of a beloved son and daughter. And so, my brothers and sisters, I remind you of the words that St. John Paul the Great said as he first got named as Pope. He said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to open wide the doors of your heart to Christ. Surrender everything. Allow God to see your weaknesses, even if it's an academic weakness. Maybe it's an athletic weakness. Maybe it's musical skills, whatever it may be, even if it is your sins. Your sin can never change your dignity. Open that up to the Lord, all that you are, and those things that the world may think that you could never be reclaimed from. Because despite all these things, God even wants those, and you can never be discarded. We were made for God, we belong to him, and he died for you. As we come to Mass today, we come to hear that, yes, we know that we're loved by God. But we respond by giving glory to God. And what is that? But the glory of God is man fully alive. So for all of you, God has called you, he has chosen you, and has created you unrepeatable. Even if you doubt this, I encourage you, when you come up today to receive communion, surrender everything to God and you will find what St. Bernard found. He said, when God gives himself to me, he gives me back myself. Let God reclaim what you doubt in your own heart. The world will always be at war. The phenomena that we experience today in so many tragic ways of the trading, using, selling, disposing of human life will continue unless we return to God what belongs to him. May we be reminded of the value of our lives, the value of all life, so that armed with the Holy Spirit and much conviction, we may celebrate life from babies the size of a little bean to the oldest, most rare collection, human heart left on earth.